WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The Rockingham County School Board removes another title from school libraries in its quest to ban books. Healthcare agencies in the Shenandoah Valley ask residents to give feedback about the community's needs. And Jeff Shapiro has thoughts on the latest presidential polls and more on state politics. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 27th. Southwest Virginia faces the heaviest rainfall in Virginia as Hurricane Helene makes its way north. According to National Hurricane Center forecasts, that region of Virginia has the highest chance of flash flooding through Friday and early Saturday, although flooding is also possible in central and northwest Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency on Wednesday ahead of what is this hurricane season's largest storm so far. Youngkin's declaration enables the mobilization of state emergency response resources. The Rockingham County School Board voted 4-1 this week to remove The Art of Racing in the Rain from its libraries. A character in the book is wrongly accused of abusing a minor. In January, students in Rockingham staged a protest over the division, temporarily banning more than 50 books. The Art of Racing has also been banned at schools in a number of other states, according to PEN America, a 100-year-old free speech organization. Healthcare agencies in the Shenandoah Valley are calling on residents to give feedback about the community's needs. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
The Central Shenandoah Health District, Sentara RMH, and Church World Service are conducting a community health assessment.
The true goal of this assessment is for us to identify any weaknesses to health access or any barriers to health access within the community that Sentara RMH serves. What people feel like needs improvement.
Rachel Dumeen is a communication specialist with the health district. The assessment survey is available online in English and Spanish through November 22nd. Local health departments also have paper copies available in Arabic and Russian.
An example of a question would be something like, what three health needs do you think are the biggest importance in this community? What environmental factors do you think are a concern in this community? What barriers might you meet while trying to access healthcare services?
The agencies are soliciting responses from those in Harrisonburg and Stanton and the counties of Augusta, Page, Rockingham, and Shenandoah, as well as Pendleton County, West Virginia. The organizers will host focus groups next year to augment the data gleaned from the survey, with the goal of publishing a report in the fall of 2025. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
You can find a link to that survey at WMRA.org and on the app. The second gentleman of the United States stopped in Charlottesville Wednesday to talk to University of Virginia law students about protecting voter rights. Megan Moore with VPM News reports.
At the Poll Observer training, Doug Emhoff amplified the Harris-Walz campaign's commitment to protecting voting rights from the perspective of a lawyer.
I cannot tell you how important it is for what our profession does to protect democracy.
He also discussed the Republican presidential ticket and the GOP's attempts to create, quote, egregious voter protection laws.
Make no mistake, so many of these new election integrity, and those are air quotes, arose because of Trump losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
He said that Trump's loss in 2020's presidential race had been affirmed by dozens of courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as former Attorney General Bill Barr. Meanwhile, Virginia Republicans have mobilized to find poll watchers ahead of Election Day. Rich Anderson, the chair of the Republican Party of Virginia, told VPM News that more than 10,000 people have volunteered to serve as poll watchers during the early voting period.
Megan Moore reporting. A 10th person has died in the listeria outbreak that closed a Boar's Head deli meat plant in eastern Virginia. The Virginia Mercury reports that federal health officials announced the death Wednesday. At least 59 people in 19 states have been sickened by the bacteria first detected in liverwurst made at the Jarrett plant. Illnesses were reported between late May and late August. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported all of those who fell ill were hospitalized. The latest fatality was reported in New York. Well, the presidential campaign of Kamala Harris is picking up some Republican support in Virginia. Two former members of Virginia's congressional delegation are now endorsing the vice president. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Former Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock was part of a Republican effort to impeach Bill Clinton back in the 1990s when she worked on the Contract for America. Now she's part of a Never Trump movement, and she hopes to help Democrat Kamala Harris win the White House.
And this year I was a co-chair of Nikki Haley's campaign for president in Virginia, where we were all told we were permanently barred from MAGA, which was fine. Thank you. We appreciate that. And so I really didn't leave the Republican Party at all. I was here first.
Former Congressman Denver Riggleman wasn't just a Republican. He was part of the Freedom Caucus. Now he says he cannot support
somebody that's a felon, somebody that's a conspiracy theorist, somebody who helped to incite J6, somebody who's an apologist for Putin, somebody who is immoral, somebody who doesn't understand foreign policy, and somebody who has such a bad connection to the truth should not be president of the United States, and that's why I'm supporting Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
A spokesman for the Trump campaign in Virginia dismissed Comstock and Riggleman as lapsed Republicans seeking fawning press coverage and possible appearances on MSNBC. Reporting from Old Town Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.
Well, let's check in on the crowded and complicated race for mayor in Virginia's capital city, as well as the latest round of polling in the presidential contest. Jeff Shapiro, political columnist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins Michael to recap the week in politics and state government.
All right, so a lot to get to this week, starting with the race for mayor in Richmond. So this is essentially a Democratic primary that's happening in November. Five candidates. And Jeff Shapiro, you say this race has come down to two of those candidates.
Yes, it is essentially a Democratic primary. This is a lopsidedly and reflexively Democratic city. We have five candidates. It is looking very much like a two-candidate race at this point. Danny Avila, the former COVID czar under Governor Northam, a Democrat, and the head of welfare services for the state under a Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, and Michelle Mosby, a former member of council who sought the mayoralty 8 years ago unsuccessfully. Here's the wild card, Michael. The law requires that the mayor be elected by carrying five of the city's nine councilmanic districts. And at this point, it does not appear that either Mosby or Avila have the requisite five. That would force a runoff on December 10th, 2 weeks before Christmas, when they would be a very, very different electorate. And I think a lot of people think that if that's indeed the pairing 2 weeks before Christmas, that Danny Avila could very well win.
Well, we will be on the lookout for that possible runoff in mid-December. Meanwhile, we've got a whole bunch of polling for the election cycle. So we've already talked about polling from George Mason and Christopher Newport. Jeff Shapiro, update us here. Like, what are the latest polls telling us about the state of the race in Virginia right now?
The University of Mary in Washington is out with a poll that is looking over the horizon to 2025 and is suggesting that whether Abigail Spanberger, the putative Democratic nominee for governor, is paired with Jason Meares, the Republican Attorney General, or Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, an announced candidate for the Republican nomination, those are going to be toss-up races. I think the point there is that no one's really concentrating on 25 right now except the over-informed and overstimulated insiders. The latest poll on what's going on in Virginia now out of Emerson College outside of Boston pretty much establishes that pattern that Kamala Harris is comfortably ahead of Donald Trump in Virginia with an 8 percentage point lead, and that Tim Kaine is comfortably ahead of Hung Gao for a third term in the U.S. Senate. He's up by 10 percentage points. By the way, next Wednesday, Gao and Kaine will meet for the first and only time in a television debate.
All right. Our next topic for overinformed insiders is about a bill that lawmakers might be considering next year. Jeff Shapiro, tell us about this bill under consideration from Delegate Lee Ware of Powhatan that would require citizenship exams for high school students. How would this work?
Delegate Lee Ware of Powhatan, a former journalist, a former high school teacher, very concerned about what he sees as, and I must concur, sort of an ebbing, declining interest and curiosity about, well, I guess the old timers would call it civics. And what he would like to do is establish as a condition for a high school diploma that high school students complete, successfully pass a civics test. And this is pretty much a test pattern on the one that prospective U.S. citizens must take before they can qualify for naturalization. It's going to be an interesting debate, I think, given the increasing diversity of Virginia's population. And that includes 13% of Virginians who were foreign born.
All right, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Governor Glenn Youngkin this week approved new rules on how Virginians can reuse rainwater. Tyrone Jarvis owns Go Green Auto Care in Newport News. He's an advocate of rainwater harvesting, and he helped push state lawmakers to make the new rules.
It's been a 9-year plight with some obstacles and resistance from the cities, but despite that, we've managed to change the law.
Jarvis told WHRO News earlier this year that he's faced challenges from city officials because of the rainwater system at his business. He hopes the new regulations give people a clearer pathway to create their own. And finally today, a religious counselor in Henrico County asked a state judge to block Virginia's ban on conversion therapy for minors. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner has more on the suit and an interview with someone who survived the controversial practice.
Virginia passed a ban on conversion therapy, the practice of licensed therapists to change a minor's sexuality or gender identity through counseling, in 2020. That was long after Brennan, we're only using his first name for privacy reasons, got out of an ex-gay program he entered into voluntarily. Brennan knew he was gay in first grade, but was told by friends and faith leaders it was wrong. At the age of 21, he voluntarily entered a program in coastal Virginia. Weekly therapy meetings turned into a stay at a monastery. He spent years praying and sharing his deepest sexual fantasies as a form of therapy to a room full of fellow attempted converts. But it all came crumbling down when two male pastors who oversaw his program got caught having sex.
I've been looking up to these men for, you know, years, as this is the example of, if you just keep pressing on with God, you'll be straight. And then here they are fooling around.
It took years, but Brennan is now living as the gay man he always knew he was, but he was one of the lucky ones. A report from the Trevor Project found those who go through ex-gay therapy have higher chances of substance abuse, depression, and suicide attempts. But in a lawsuit filed Thursday in Henrico County, counselors Janet and John Raymond said the ban violates their freedom of speech and religion under Virginia's constitution. Josh Hetzler is their attorney. He's with the Founding Freedoms Law Center.
But they desire to continue counseling children, including the increasing number of those who are experiencing confusion about their sexual identity in a culture that is actively pushing them away from God's design.
Virginia's Department of Health Professions is named as a defendant in the suit. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.